During a normal winter, sea ice grows quickly in the Arctic Ocean, filling up nearly the entire ocean basin. This year, though, warm weather and storms are keeping the sea ice extent at record lows. Alaska's Energy Desk is checking in with climatologist Brian Brettschneider each week as part of the segment Ask a Climatologist. Brettschneider says Arctic sea ice is in pretty sad shape.
Most of the last, say, 200 days, the sea ice has achieved a daily record low. So even though it's still kind of midwinter or late winter up there, we should expect a lot of growth, and we really haven't seen nearly as much as we would expect given the time of year.
Why have we been seeing such slow ice growth this winter?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. Most importantly, it's been very, very warm in the high Arctic. I mean, there's been times where even at the North Pole, it's hit at or above freezing, which is almost unheard of. So we've had this confluence of very, very warm temperatures, which obviously slows down sea ice growth. We've also had a lot of stormy conditions, particularly over, you know, around Iceland and north of Scandinavia, that have promoted a lot of wave action. So just a lot of things have kind of come together to really slow and even at times to reverse the sea ice growth in winter, which again is pretty unprecedented.
Why does winter sea ice in the Arctic matter?
You know, you have to build up a lot of sea ice in the winter and maximize that extent before the melt season starts. And hopefully you've built up enough so that when the melt season comes, you have a lot of buffer. You have a lot of ice there, first year ice particularly, that can melt away to kind of protect the old ice. When you start off with such a low baseline, the melt season can be really hard on that ice and it can really accelerate. So you need that winter growth to offset that summer melt.
So when you're looking at these figures, how alarming is it?
It is pretty alarming. At times there's been open water not far off the North Slope of Alaska in January and February, which is really astonishing. Over to the east of Greenland, like around the Svalbard Islands of Norway, I don't think they've had any sea ice, and they've been above freezing. I mean, these are areas that should be locked into ice and should be below zero. So it's very, very concerning about where we might end up in the summer melt season.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.